5:47 on Monday, March 18th. Monday means our friend Janet Amid will be here with us a little bit after 8 o'clock. We are very up. We're drunk. We're hungover with St. Patrick's Day green and love that you have decided to start your Monday morning and your week here with us. If you're even there right now, perhaps you're listening to the podcast later on today. If you want to be a part of the show, did you do any fun Ubering over the weekend due to the St. Patrick's Day festivities or other things at all? Get us those so we can share some Uber stories after 6 o'clock. You can text the show, 419-240-1055. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania, hashtag some pig. Before we do Janet Amid after 8 o'clock, we've got relationship or allergies in your relationship. That's after 7, just after 7:30. Your help with our questions panel full of ladies. The morning reboot, we're glad you're here today. A busy show, 5:48. Good morning, it's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hi.
Does that hurt?
No. Was it the hi?
It looks like it hurts.
No. Hi. No, I didn't do my vocal warm-ups this morning.
Are you not feeling well?
No, I feel excellent.
You don't sound excellent.
No, I'm great. It was a great weekend.
What made it so great?
Actually got to hang out for once.
What do you
even
mean?
Though, so like, I did my shows, but like, it actually.
Do you have any voice?
Yeah. I don't know what just happened, but.
You sound hoarse.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Let me, we're good.
Okay.
Get my ceremonial 6 o'clock water, we'll be fine.
So you did your show Friday night and then went down to Columbus after.
And then went to Columbus afterwards and.
On Friday. Saturday.
Yes. So we had the chili cook-off, went to Columbus Saturday, and the show got done really early. So I actually got to like bar hop in Columbus and go see some of my favorite people down there. So it was one of those things that it was just an all-in-all good weekend. And came home yesterday, did a show at George's, got done around like 5:30, bar hopped a little bit more, didn't get too crazy, but.
Was Uptown busy yesterday?
It got busy. So like when we left Columbus, we hit Toledo like around 1:45, but down where the Blarney, like actual downtown area, it was a madhouse. So we didn't get busy on that. Well, I shouldn't say we didn't get busy. They may have been busy earlier. But I'd say 6 o'clock as I was leaving, like there was like a flood of people there, and like George's and Wesley's was packed.
I'm curious to see how people are today, both on our show and how active the participation is, and how much people participate at work today.
Right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
You don't sound good.
No, I feel
okay.
Epic.
All right.
I feel awesome.
I'm curious to see how functional people are today with St. Patrick's falling on a Sunday yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And as I expected, you saying that it was busy and chaotic downtown around the 10.
And like we didn't even venture that way coming back from Columbus, just the way the highway took us to get off like the trail area. And Stefan was with me and I was like, oh, if you look this way, it's going to be a madhouse. As soon as we passed the lofts right there on the way down to Fifth Third Field, that street.
Okay.
Just cop cars.
I wonder.
But not bad things, but like you could tell they were.
Just patrol.
They were patrol. Like I said, look, that's where the insanity is. I'm going to stick to my own little corner down on Adams Street.
Yeah, I wonder how things will be today in the area or anywhere for that matter with St. Patrick's Day falling on a Sunday. I spoke to somebody at the chili cook-off on Saturday that said the tent Friday night at the Blarney was as busy as he'd ever seen it. Let's talk about 419-240-1055. Do you have any good Uber stories? We'd like to hear them. You can text them in to us. We'll get to them shortly after 6 o'clock. Janet Amid here with us today for free astrological readings after 8. I say this completely tongue-in-cheek. We got a lot of wonderful feedback on our white chicken chili.
Yes.
The rookies in the media portion of things. With WTOL, K100, 94.5 WXKR, 93.5 WRQN. We did not place in either the judges nor the People's Choice competition.
No. Although we may not have won, but we won over the people's taste buds who tasted it and complimented us.
Something, and again, completely tongue-in-cheek, something was a little, WTOL won the judges portion of the competition. K100 won the People's Choice. And I think that was determined by money that was given. Okay.
Which all went to Mobile Mules. So.
Correct. Wonderful job by Carolyn Fox to put on that great event. But Amanda Faye from WTOL, who hosts their 9 a.m. show, was one of the judges.
I saw that.
And the judges also again selected WTOL as the winner.
Oh, the plot thickens.
So I just sense a little bit of... I feel a bit concerned about it. And maybe there's nothing we can do about that other than find some cumulus placement on the judges' panel.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I don't know who two of the gentlemen were. I know the mayor, Mayor Wade, was also one of the judges.
He was seated next to her, correct?
Yeah.
The way they were sitting, okay.
So I will not gripe about any kind of foul play.
However,
but I will suggest that perhaps someone from Cumulus is, and we have plenty of people here who I'm sure would be willing, and Paul would make for a great judge.
Oh, he would.
He enjoys eating.
It was my first chili cook-off. But when I hear the word chili cook-off, it's exactly what I expected to look like, was the way Paul was dressed.
With a Hawaiian shirt.
With a Hawaiian shirt. Living his best life.
And I also think... He comes to mind because he looks like a fellow who will not say no to a plethora of food.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Paul probably has some fungible morals and could potentially be bought.
Chili is life. We kept saying, I didn't know it was so competitive. Like with the tasters, like they were like our own little food critics.
Mm-hmm.
And also, some people do not like white chili just because it is white chili.
Really?
It was. Oh, I think you walked away for this moment. So, it had to be because Ashley was laying the little samples out, and the one lady walked up, and Ashley could totally testify that this happened. She goes, is this white chicken chili? And, Ashley's like, yes, with corn, doing her spiel, corn pudding on the bottom. And the lady looks at Ashley and just goes, I'm okay. And Ashley was like, well, what other kind of chili would this be? I mean, it's white, so you just assume it's white chicken chili. Can you have white beef chili?
I suppose. Most of the people that were slightly taken aback that it was not red really welcomed it from what
I
saw.
Oh, it was good.
As you guys were the assembly line back there. And big shout out and kudos to Ashley for having... all that we needed for this.
Oh, for sure.
And a great recipe.
She stepped up. And I'm just saying, those chickenators. I was trying to say vaccinators, but anti-chicken chili people.
That, I mean, look, as rookies, we had to really storm the scene. So I was doing everything I could to tell people, try ours first. Don't ruin your palate.
That was my favorite thing you kept saying. Try ours first. Don't ruin your palate.
Yeah. The one from WTOL, Kelly Highbrider's chili, will probably give you diarrhea. And that the Denny's chili was made out of Denny.
Right, and it wasn't there.
And it was Denny's anti-vaxxer chili. Yeah, I'm like, you got measles.
It was good times. The aroma of the place was good. The people were nice. It was actually good just to see, the community come out and just have a good time and...
Did you try any of the chili going on?
I tried ours. There's across the hall. And my friend brought me the one from Balance. Brought me a sample from the one from Balance.
I you didn't like it a lot? Too Asian?
No, it was...
Do you know what kind they made?
No. I mean, she just said it was from Balance. I said, let me try it.
I can only imagine of all the places there were traditional, were traditional chili type places. Balance is not like what you think of when you think of chili, so I'm sure it was a little non-traditional.
Well, we also got to keep in mind, every time we would sample ours to make sure it was still warm, and because we had the socket outlet issue to make sure it was still hot. So of course, myself and Ashley were nibbling. So then, when I had the other ones and I went to get Balance's, I was kind of just like, ooh, I'm chillied out. and I have a 3-hour car drive.
Mm-mm. It was nice to see some people that I didn't expect to see that I hadn't seen in a while. One was CJ from Balance.
Yes.
He's one of the owners with PK, and he had been over in Cleveland working to get a balance over there, so I was surprised to see him. So, yeah, I did get to see some people that I hadn't seen in some time. But we lost. We didn't place. We did.
It's okay.
It was girl. We lost. Not girl. I'm delicious.
But we were still delicious. Just because you lose, don't mean you lose your gimmick. We were still delicious. We were just delicious losers. We were the newcomers.
I know.
Like Channel 11 won 3 years in a row. All good dynasties must come to an end.
How many years in a row has Channel 11 had somebody on the judges panel?
Look at you. You were going in on this.
Guess what? I'm going to call Channel 13.
The Q105 I team investigates.
No. See, you sound awful.
No, a cough is a cough.
Yeah, but your voice doesn't sound like your normal. You sound like Flemmy Floyd.
No, there's nothing in there.
But there might be an anonymous phone call to the Channel 13 I team to a certain ginger-haired Hegarty saying hello. This is actually I'll have you call.
Okay,
because you don't sound like you.
You don't have to pay for that technology. I just come with it.
Yeah, have you call and say, hey, we got some questions about the fairness of the chili cook-off.
Yes.
There are WTOL judges on the panel where WTOL seems to consistently win. Doom doom next
floor. Doom doom right. Yeah, this is second puberty right now. For my voice.
There was a picture that I don't know. You might have taken. Yeah, I think you might have taken it.
Oh Lord.
Of many of us.
Oh yeah. Our little cast photo.
I knew that I didn't look happy when I looked at the picture later to prove something. I was like, ooh, that looks more ornery than I actually was. But after interacting for 90 straight minutes and trying to get, I was extroverted out. Like, I had no, like, I wasn't tired. I just hit a social wall.
Right, right. I think I hit it too, but not as hard as you did. Because we were just constantly moving. And it was hot in there. Like, it was like chilly. Then you had people. And then the heat. It was just hot. So, and then I think my wall hit me when I went down to go get a beer and went into the belly of the beast. And there was like no direct path to like the beer pop area, concession stand area. Mm-hmm. Just had to weave and dodge your way through the crowd. And when I came back and actually was like, do you want another beer? I go, if you go get it, because I'm not going back down there.
It was a lot of people.
It was a lot of people, but it was still a good experience, especially for someone new and coming in. I was just like, this is kind of cool. But chili people, they're in their own universe.
Very particular.
Yes, they are.
And they're like new people. We can't vote for you. Although we did well with the money.
Yes, we did.
Not well enough. I did recover and recuperate enough to have another date on Saturday. And I went to a place I've always heard of, but I've never been to. And I was surprised. Pleasantly, but surprised.
Okay.
Uber stories, can you share those with us? How was your St. Patrick's Day if you were alive and or awake right now? 419-240-1055. That's in less than 15 minutes.
Q105.
613. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd. You can text the show, 419-240-1055. About 8:20 or so, as we're working Janet Amid into the program in a couple of hours, we'll give you your very first chance of the week to qualify for our Cabin Fever Reliever on March 30th. We'll have a bunch of people out, and one person will win. And you get to choose one of four destinations in Florida to get to. We have some new contests going on our website right now, Q1055.com, some of which you can enter for once per day. Good morning to Scott. Everybody else is hungover, not awake, or didn't do anything this weekend.
He's waiting for our Josh, too.
He might have been doing stuff yesterday.
And Dina?
Or Deanna?
It was Dina.
Okay.
But I called her Deanna because she said it, D-E-E-N-A, pronounce that. So it's Dina.
Stefan agreed that you sound like hell?
He did. He's listening right now. I don't know what, I feel great, but I got my tea here. Apparently, I was singing last night and all weekend, whatever. And I learned to soothe my vocal cords, apparently. But sometimes some music comes on, I just lose my mind.
We could do all Ariana this morning. No, we can't. Relationship with allergies or allergies in relationships with Stefan after 7 o'clock this morning. A panel full of ladies a little bit after 7:30 today. I said I had a surprise, a pleasant surprise.
Okay.
So after we wrapped up the chili cook-off, where again, I will be alerting local news agencies that aren't WTOL to check into the propriety of the judging for the chili cook-off.
You know what? I have a wig that we're going to put on you. It's a totally can-I-speak-to-your-manager haircut style. It's like, if you go down this path, that's what you need to wear.
Let's see how much...
Full-on look.
See how much Carolyn Fox... who did an incredible job, likes me, and continues to want to work together after I call out the judging.
And kudos to her, because she was running from one side of the building to the other, making sure everything was okay. She checked on Ashley and I maybe 5 times. Like I was like, okay, we're good. You know what I mean? Like, to see someone put on an event, and then they're hands-on the whole time, and, like, she didn't seem tired, she didn't seem, like, discouraged. Like, she was just in great spirits. It was good to actually see someone put something together. They actually enjoy it themselves while still helping. Like, it's so.
All I hear
kudos
is
to her.
You saying she was running around from being asked more questions about the propriety of the judges.
Okay. But she did it with a smile.
So, Cecilia, Cece, and I went out on Saturday. She came over and we were trying to figure out where we could go get dinner because we were both hungry. And I threw a bunch of places at her. And then we wound up going to a place I've long heard about. And it wasn't where I thought it was.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't what I thought it was going to be from the outside. I went to Bar's Public House. Have you ever been?
I've never heard of it.
Really? It's quite a popular quite a popular watering hole.
Okay.
I've heard of and been to other public houses and like in other cities.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an old Prohibition name.
Okay.
But I expected a standalone place. It's in a small little shopping executive center across from Churchill's in Maumee.
Okay.
I expected a larger establishment, kind of small and quaint. Wasn't what I expected, but again, pleasantly surprised, mostly by the alcoholic beverage that I had.
You know, that's my forte. What was it?
It was like it was a bourbon something, and it was like a mishmash of an old-fashioned and a Manhattan. And it was in a very small glass.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's because I didn't eat a lot that day, or it was just a very potent drink, but I wasn't...
You felt some type of way?
I felt some type of way.
That's the best way to put it?
And then they had I had Thai chicken skewers, and some seasoned fries, and Cece had ahi tuna tacos.
Okay,
which she didn't eat much of. But then we went back to my place, and we were playing those. I think you left the night that you would come over for my housewarming party. We were playing party games.
Yeah, you guys were setting up as I was walking out,
which is a little difficult to do with two people, but we pulled it off. And then
those are always the best nights, like, you know, those spontaneous, we're going to make this work nights.
We made it work.
That's good.
Did our best.
Yay.
We watched Green Book. One, I was very excited when we watched the trailer. She said, this is the kind of movie that I like. I was like, yes, this is good. But we talked about Green Books for weeks during the lead up to award season and the Oscars. And I know that most of it was the director, one of the Farrelly brothers had swung his thing around to people. In the 90s, and two, the family of Don Shirley was like, this is not at all how this happened.
Right.
And I can understand their consternation and dismay with that, but it was the best movie I saw over the last year.
Okay.
It was really
good. I'm excited. Stefan said the same thing. He loved it. He said he wants to go back and watch it to process some more stuff, but he says, first glance, he loved it. So.
It was really good.
I'm excited then because that's on my to watch list.
It's like, I never watched those old TV shows like The Odd Couple or anything like that. But it has very much that Odd Couple feel because you've got it's like 1962 and all the correct stereotypes are in place. You've got Viggo Mortensen, who arguably should have been nominated for some things on his own, I guess, because he plays your typical 1960s New York Italian guy.
Right.
I am here to mess you up. He plays that. and they go touring. It's Dr. Don Shirley. That's the character of Mahershala Ali. And he plays a very regal and refined pianist. Okay. Maybe the greatest on the planet. And to watch them interact and slowly grow to greatly appreciate one another. Mm-hmm. It was really enjoyable. They have good chemistry. So again, okay. I was watching the whole thing and I'm like, every time I thought, this isn't real. Like, this isn't how this happened. I didn't care.
Yeah,
like, right. I understand that might upset some people, but I was like, it was a really good movie.
But like, when you make a movie, it's for entertainment, whether it's a biopic or not. So you know what I mean? So for those people like, well, it's not a real story, but it's here to entertain me. I'm not going to pay some places, I found this out, $15 a ticket now.
Where at?
Columbus is $15.
Oh, yeah. If you go on a Friday night.
Yeah. So if I'm going to pay that much, I want to be entertained. Like, I like when you say, when it always says loosely based on a true story, I'm just like, oh, it's going to be entertaining. Because, no offense, sometimes they make a biopic and the person is boring. No offense, I don't want to see a biopic about Leonardo da Vinci. I'm like, when's the alien going to show up? You know what I mean? Like, I need something more entertaining.
Leonardo had a very adventurous life. You'd like.
Yeah, I'm just trying to name someone who's boring that would like have a biopic.
I know.
You, who?
Me.
Okay, so yeah, they make the Eric Chase story. I'm like, oh, girl, I've been in this movie for 45 minutes.
Social butterfly.
When's the airstrike happening? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what's happening? I don't. It's just something to make it more entertaining.
But it was a very good movie.
So you did enjoy the movie.
And can I tell you this? I think I might text her and tell her, because she's awake now. I believe I am smitten with this woman.
You're smitten? Aww. We're going to be smitten together.
And she wants to go on a double date with you and Stefan.
I'm not opposed to it. I know that was an awkward silence, but I was like, I'm down.
Okay. 6:22 with the morning.
Warn her, I like to drink, though.
We like to drink, too.
Okay, good.
6:22 with the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric Chase and Flood. You can text the show. Let us know that you're okay. You're meandering through perhaps a St. Patrick's Day hangover. 419-240-1055. It begins later on this week, and Toledo is not involved, but Ohio State is, and Michigan and Michigan State are as well. The tournament begins this week. Some stories about that, as well as at Lordstown, that plant closing. What's up there as well? All in less than 15 minutes.
Q105. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah,
just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
I thought you were gonna forget.
No, I was like, wait a minute, there we go.
Got a pound of papers.
I got the wrong news. All right, here we go. Got it.
Last Friday, 28-year-old Australian man opened fire at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. They already say the act of terror killed 50 people and injured at least 50 more. Just days after the deadly attack, Muslims around the world are mourning those who lost their lives. And yesterday, people of all faiths and backgrounds, including City Councilperson Nick Comives, gathered at the Toledo Muslim Community Center to reflect on the tragedy. One of those in attendance was Saeed Honor from New Zealand. It's almost like New Zealand's 9/11 in that sense, he said. The whole country is in shock. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said gun laws will be tightened. Details will be discussed at a cabinet-level meeting on Monday. I don't know if that's the person that said something really regrettable on Friday. Something very racist. And then I did see a lot of people were tweeting that gun laws to be changed in New Zealand. A lot of people were like, a lot of people here were like, see, they can do it. I'm like, well, yeah, but like, they probably have. How many people are in New Zealand? A lot less than here. It's a lot easier to make changes if that's the fact that, or the route they want to go. President Donald Trump stepped up his pressure on GM to reopen an Ohio manufacturing plant that recently closed and put 1,700 people out of work. His arm twisting came in a series of separate tweets Saturday and Sunday. He capped his weekend rant against GM with a tweet disclosing that he had vented his frustrations during a conversation with the company's CEO, Mary Barra. I'm not happy that it closed when everything else in our country is booming. I asked her to sell it or do something quickly. She blamed the UAW. I don't care. I just want it open. The union is the United automobile workers, which represents the employees who lost their jobs in the Lordstown closure. Trump had previously told a UAW leader, David Greene, to get his act together and produce for the workers. Mike DeWine last week expressed doubts GM will reopen its Lordstown plant, but he said the automaker indicated it's in talks with another company about using the site. More than 16 million vehicles were made at the Lordstown plant during its 53-year history until GM closed it earlier this month. This month, as part of a massive reorganization, the company also intends to close four other North American plants by early next year. Home of the Chevy Cruze.
Mm-hmm. That's the one, I think, when you drive that way towards
the Turnpike.
Yes, thank you.
On the Turnpike, as you're getting
ready.
Big
old billboard on the side of the factory,
As you're getting ready, I think it's south of Cleveland, if you're on 80.
Yeah, on your way to the Philadelphia area. Yep.
Yeah, the PA Turnpike. Yeah, I've seen it many times. It's tournament time. Not the big one. University of Toledo men's basketball team will not see its season end quite yet. The Rockets are in a bid to the postseason NIT as the number 6 seed and will play number 3, Xavier, Wednesday at 7. We're really excited, according to Todd Kowalczyk, UT's coach. The NIT is a prestigious tournament, and we're proud and honored to represent the Mid-American Conference of the NIT. Toledo finished the season in second place in the MAC and won its second straight outright MAC West Division. BG, who lost in the final of that tournament to a highly ranked Buffalo, University of Buffalo. Is that right? Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They chose not to play in any postseason tournaments. So as for other teams of interest, Michigan is the number 2 seed in the west part of the bracket. They play Montana in Des Moines, 9:20 on Thursday night. Ohio State did make the tournament as an 11 seed in the Midwest. They play Iowa State in Tulsa, 9:50 on Friday night. And there's a lot of disappointment that Michigan State, who beat Michigan in the Big Ten championship, is a 2 seed like Michigan is, but they play in a very tough region with Duke as their top seed. Do you follow the tournament at all?
I do not, but I want to give a shout out
to
the Roger Rams winning the state championship.
That's right.
The Lady Rams. Congrats, ladies.
Zia Cook led Rogers to a back-to-back state titles there. Back-to-back. Did they win last year, too? I believe they did.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they did. And if I'm not mistaken, Zia now goes to South Carolina?
She was accepted. I don't remember.
She's a McDonald's All-American.
Oh, no, that's right. That's right. Not the school. She hit the award ceremony type thing.
Well, she was a McDonald's All-American, one of the best players in the country. That's a very prestigious honor. And I believe she's going to South Carolina. Can you check that for me?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, congrats to Rogers. They beat Dayton Carroll over the weekend in Columbus. A couple other things here. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the musical, opens tomorrow night at the Stranahan. Charlie's the title character, but those who promote the tour say Willy Wonka steals the show. He's got some crazy dancing that he does and just kind of, you know, runs the show as far as how he interacts with the kids and the parents and everything that happens. Some of the music comes from the movies. Other songs are brand new. The show itself draws from the source material of the beloved children's book, complete with Oompa Loompas and a Wonka Vader. It'll be at the Stranahan tomorrow night, 7:30. Wednesday, same time. Thursday, there is a matinee show and evening. Friday and then Saturday as well.
South Carolina.
She's going to South Carolina?
Via the Blade.
By the way, I used to live for the tournament. I would get sick today. Not for St. Patrick's Day, but when I was in middle school and high school, I would get sick and stay at home all day and make my picks and review everything, go through all the capsules and the tournaments and their schedules. And then the Thursday and Friday when they showed the games, I would take off of work and go to the bar and watch games from noon until 1 a.m. And now I just don't care anymore. Now it's not even on my radar.
I've never been a basketball type person, but I know friends who like they get up in the hype and like they do their brackets, they do a work pool, and I'm just like, I'll cheer for you from a distance. We're good.
If you want a fun, here's a fun way of doing something. It's a little more fun than the actual bracket picks. You pick, I think it's called a pick 7. You pick 7 teams, and you get points based on the seed. So the idea is to look for lower seeds.
Oh, okay.
Like if you pick Duke and they win everything, you get 6 points because they're a 1 seed.
Right.
But if you pick a 7, like if you pick Ohio State and they win 2 games, 22 points.
Okay.
It's kind of fun.
Okay, okay.
Do you remember Devin Sawa, who hasn't done much, but 19 years ago, he was part of Final Destination. Almost two decades to the day, the actor tweeted on Sunday that he just boarded a plane with the flight number 317 on March 17th. 317. That's right. The actor at the center of Final Destination, a film released on March 16th, 2000, and whose entire premise of cheating death hinges on a premonition about a plane, said he boarded a flight on the film's anniversary, which matched the flight number. Final Destination came out 20 years ago. Today, I'm on flight 317 on 17. What the On a lighter note, comedian Seth Rogen tweeted back to Sawar, reflecting that he originally auditioned for the role of Billy Hitchcock in that movie, played by Sean William Scott. I don't know if it was that one or the second one.
I thought he was dead.
Oh,
David Sawa? No. Because he's part of like that urban legend of actors that like they say have died, and then you hear about them, you're like, oh, they're not dead.
Not dead.
Yeah, but sorry, friend.
That movie was all about death.
Uh-huh.
The worst death in that was when the one person died in the shower, and then another one, they were driving on a highway, and they were like decapitated by all these wooden planks that fell off
the
semi.
That was Final Destination 2.
Was it?
Yeah, okay. Because I feel on that line, the worst death scene is the guy standing in the middle of the farm, and the gate. The fence flies across the thing and it slices him in half. I remember seeing that in the theater and just going, ooh.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved it. Do you remember the part where the planks came? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's always like a nut or a bolt that comes loose and then chaos ensues.
Oh, those movies are good. Then they get to like, then they became like
a cheesy.
A series. I was like, no, just give us our first three.
Destinations, Rogan. Oh. The role I remember Devin Sawa for? He was Stan in Eminem's video.
Was he really?
Yep.
Okay.
He's the one that locked the girlfriend in the trunk.
That would make sense. Okay.
Yep. 6:45, more entertainment news is on the way. Will Lori Loughlin's daughter be going back to school? And Disney welcomes a director back. A very big surprise. That was probably the big story of over the weekend. All in less than 15 minutes. Q1. Don't you give up. 6:58. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd. You can, as you arise, text in your Uber stories from St. Patrick's Day weekend. 419-240-1055. Our show is brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Eric Chase and Floyd. How quiet of a news and entertainment weekend was it? In multiple places, I don't know if you've seen this, Floyd, but in multiple places I saw that Diane Kruger has abs.
Who's Diane Kruger?
You know her. She's an actress. You know her. Apparently she's 4 months away from having given birth, and I don't know who her... I think Norman Reedus is her husband or baby daddy, and she was lots of places, but we'll start with Lori Loughlin's daughter, and she's not going to return to USC in wake of the college admissions cheating scandal. The YouTube star has no plans to return when classes resume later today. Following her mom's indictment and arrest for her alleged involvement with the college fraud scandal, she can't handle anything right now. She seems more and more upset every day. She just wants to stay home, according to one source. You know,
I totally read that in a whiny, woe is me voice, and I just went, wait.
I don't know what you're going to do with your millions of followers. Like, right. I just don't know how you'll be able to find success.
On a scale from one to even, she can't.
Still don't know whether she was aware of what was going on with her parents. Her YouTube and Instagram account have slipped just a bit. Savora has severed ties with the teen. That's a big loss.
Yeah.
But we'll see how this all unfolds. Her sister, Isabella Rose, is also enrolled at USC, though her future also remains unclear with the school. Neither of them were charged in the indictment.
Mm-hmm.
God, I just...
Which that could be...
They can pull through. If they... For so many reasons, this has been the worst entertainment and news story of the last few years.
But it's so hilarious because it started out as me just saying, remember when he first brought it, I was like, why do we care? I don't care. And then like as stories kept unfolding, I'm like, I kind of care. I'm like, I'm in.
I haven't cared. And there was something from William H. Macy. I guess he was quoted sometime in the last couple of years saying, you know, I'm glad I can help my kids get a leg up. And on itself, in a vacuum, like that's all any parent wants to do. They want to give their best to their child.
Right.
Even if it means, I mean, don't you become stupid, rich, and famous so that you can, you know, get breaks for your children to give them the best life possible?
Don't you become stupid, rich, and famous to become stupid, rich, and famous?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not... my thing is, with this story is, if she's losing all these deals, and I've watched some of her videos, she's kind of obnoxious, but, like, that's her age, she's 19, whatever. Like, if she's losing, like, deals because of an idiotic move her mom did that she didn't know about, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot.
Would you call her obnoxious to her face?
Oh, for sure. I have okay, no problem. I'm 35. I don't care.
this story, I know it's been widely discussed, but to me, it's like if we were Ottawa Hills' number one hit music station.
Yeah.
If we were like only solely focused on Ottawa Hills, it's the only reason to do this story. Everyone else, they nothing but hate it. Like, there's nothing good about him. Captain Marvel wins the box office yet again this weekend. $69 million grossed domestically, another $120 overseas. It sits only behind 2017's Beauty and the Beast on the all-time list of second weekend totals in March. With... it's now sitting at about 700 or $750 million globally. I'd say it's successful.
Yeah. Is there anything coming out this weekend that could challenge it?
Us will probably top it.
Oh, okay. That is... wow. I know it's probably too early to say this. This year's flying by.
Yeah.
I was like,
March
wow.
is about to wrap up. In a huge reversal, Disney's welcoming back James Gunn to the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise. He's been rehired to direct the third movie after he was fired in July of last year. The move was apparently decided on months ago. Disney Studios president Alan Horn was persuaded by Gunn's public apology and his handling of the situation and decided to reverse course to reinstate him. He was ousted when some old tweets related to pedophilia jokes were rediscovered by conservative personalities. The director tweeted in response and owned up to his mistakes. After his dismissal, the entire cast voiced their support for him in an open letter. Marvel never really made moves to hire another director as a replacement and confirmed they would use Gunn's script, which he'd already written prior to being fired. He had already signed on to work with DC and Warner Brothers to do the Suicide Squad sequel, which he will work on first, then Guardians of the Galaxy 3. The horror film he produced, Brightburn, releases on May 24th.
I didn't remember that because, correct me if I'm wrong, and this is a story where the cast of Guardians of the Galaxy didn't want to come back to set because he was...
yeah.
Okay. I do remember that story.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is all over the place from the get-go. Like, he was the first victim of having past tweets.
Mm-hmm.
And we got weaponized tweets became a phrase where, you know, personalities or people would hunt down bad things, old people, bad things people said in the past. Some of it, which in this case, he apologized for. Like, he did an apology thing before the first Guardians of the Galaxy. He was like, these were not funny attempts at humor on my part.
Right.
And we moved, but people went back, dug them up. And
hold back to my Twitter.
It says in that story that this was decided on months ago. I wonder if Disney and Marvel got together when they initially, like, this was all conjured up from the get-go. Like, we're going to fire you. here's how we're going to manage this.
Right.
And then we'll bring you back.
Someone slides a card. Don't freak out.
Right.
We got you.
The president of Marvel, the creative director of Marvel, said that Captain Marvel will now be the biggest person in the franchise. And I would expect a lot of the future movies to involve and revolve in space, cosmic entities, and it only makes sense to have the Guardians of the Galaxy and Chris Pratt's crew lead that, led by the director and producer who made two really good movies to bring this from what was a lesser-known comic book quartet or more into the forefront and made it successful.
And the soundtracks are so good.
Because they're throwback songs.
Yeah,
right.
So good.
7:05 with the morning reboot brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. It's good to have you here. Uber stories, text them to us, 419-240-1055. We'll get to them after 9 o'clock. Are you allergic to something in your relationship? Next.
Q104.
Oh, Ed.
7:18. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd. Text us your Uber stories from what was hopefully a busy weekend. 419-240-1055. Also, there are some delays.
What?
There are
fog delays?
I do not. Bowling Green. So that area. Bowling Green at Seago. BG Christian, 2 hour delays, I'm guessing. So that was earlier this morning. Those people already know about that. Again, school stuff, congratulations to Rodgers.
Whoa, whoa, the Rams.
Zia Cook leaves high school as a champion.
Yeah.
Heads off to the McDonald's All-America game as one of the best players in the country. And then off to South Carolina. Good luck to her. Way to represent
TPS Toledo. Proud.
419-240-1055. Good morning. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. It's the morning reboot. Remember to text Eric to our text number, 419-240-1055, to get any part of the show that you missed. You'll get the podcast after the show. After 10 o'clock this morning, no songs, no commercials in there, about an hour and 45 minutes of our content. That's some good things, right? Yeah, but you have to wait until after we're done the show to get that. Since we've been doing this show, which is almost just about 3 months, December 17th, we made it.
We have arrived.
Knock on wood.
We're official. We did our first chili cook-off.
We did. And you guys didn't come through for Ashley's ailing son. Even after telling you that a sick boy,
who mustered up the strength to make an appearance.
Yeah.
He was there.
You let that little sick boy, you know, you let him down. Since we've been doing this, I think you were getting into something with a young boy named Stefan, and now here you are. And I would officially call it a relationship. You were together. You have a boyfriend. But there's an allergy that's arisen. Allergy.
Yeah.
Is it a peanut? Is he your peanut allergy?
No.
What happened?
I'm allergic to his cat. Yeah.
How do you go over there?
I do.
He's got a cat.
He has a cat, which I was warned about, and I kind of kept it to myself. And then I don't know why, but I was like, my first answer was, well, how big is your cat? Not like it matters. A cat allergy is a cat allergy. It doesn't matter how big the cat is. So, yeah, went over the first day, and, like, I tried to fake it. Like, I was just, like, sniffing. I was like, and I was like, oh, I'm just a little sick. He's like, oh, you sure you need anything? I have cough medicine. I go, no, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. And, like, I suffered the first day, and then, like, went home.
What other symptoms did you have?
It was like pretty much, I sounded like I do now. Like my voice started getting cracky, like a throat, my eyes started watering and like sniffling and like, like simple, just allergy stuff that people sometimes think is a cold, but like, no, I have allergies. Like I legit was the opposite. I was like, oh, I just have a cold. Then I got home and I was like, I'm allergic to your cat.
Was your throat closing up?
No, it's not that bad.
Did you need an EpiPen?
No, but it was just one of those things. And then come to find out, he's allergic to his damn cat too. But I think once you have an animal, you fight through it. Because I remember I told you, like, I get itchy. I used to get itchy around dogs, and then my sister had a dog.
Hey, look at that. You build up a tolerance.
And then, like, and I'm around your dogs. I'm just like, oh, I'm not really itchy. But, yeah. So I know that. Because he lives 45 minutes away, when I'm like 15, 20 minutes away from his house, I know to pop a Benadryl.
Good idea. So you can get through it. Are you allergic to anything in your relationship? Someone's going to be like, yeah, sex. 419-240-1055. Is there anything in your relationship that you're allergic to? Yesterday, Cece and I, we got up and we went to go get coffee. Actually, I always forget because I don't ever do it. We have like the brunchiest town in America.
Oh, not only are we the glass city, we're the brunch city.
We went to Sunrise, tried to go to Sunrise on Reynolds, packed. Pulled into the parking lot at IHOP, and I knew that wasn't a great idea either. But we tried it. She pulled into the parking lot at IHOP Airport, and she's like, let's just go get coffee. I'm like, good call.
Good call.
Got coffee, and then we're driving down to the Kroger, the marketplace. Are you allergic to anything in your relationship? Call us or text us. And I said, have we talked about pizza before? She's like, yeah. I said, my favorite pizza place, Mama Mary's, is right down the road. She's like, it's 11. I was like, I know. I was just telling you and that this is like the longest I've intentionally gone without pizza as I fight this cheese or this dairy sensitivity. She's like, why didn't we just get the lactate things when we were at Kroger? I was like, I forgot.
Wasn't a thinker. So but, could that be like a, okay, so.
Is that a relationship allergy?
It could be because, you know what I mean? Like that some people don't have a sensitivity. So here's my thing, sensitivity to dairy. I don't know if I could date someone who had a peanut allergy because I love peanut butter.
I'm morally opposed to anyone who has a peanut allergy.
But like that's a relationship allergy, like the cat thing, or maybe you're a cat person, then but they have two dogs, and you're just like, I can't stay at your house too long, but I really like you, which is what I had. I was like, oh, I really like you.
Now, that's manageable. But
yeah.
Does he have to be wary of, like, I don't know if his cat sheds or anything. Like, when you guys get together, does the any part of the cat come with him and gets under your skin or causes the allergy reaction?
No, I mean, knock on wood, like, the Benadryl's been working or whatever allergy pill it is. I just picked up. It's on sale. Like, the cat gets on me and purrs and, like, cuddles and, like, so I'm good. But, like, when I get home and the pill wears off and I have, like, the fur on me, I'm like, I can be like, like, I get the sniffles. I'm like, oh, yep, there it is. But other than that, this my little pink pill's been working. We just got someone on the Q text line says, I dated several people with gluten intolerance. That's hard.
I bet.
Oh, I bet, because gluten's in everything. I don't know. I'm happy I'm not around someone with a food allergy, because I'm selfish. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if I touch that peanut butter, I'll swell up and die. I'm like, well, go sit across the room then.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to enjoy this peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I would also advise people to be careful. It's not an allergy, but depending on who you date and what their vaccination ideas are, you get measles from somebody now.
Yeah, because it's back.
You could dude, forget allergies. You might get polio.
They're bringing measles back. Yeah. Them other vaccines don't know how to act. Yeah.
7:25 panel full of ladies. Let's dig into your bed. Let me ask you about your bed in less than 15 minutes. Panel full of ladies. We'll need three of you to call, and you can text anytime, 419-240-1055.
Q105 traffic sponsored by
All right, let's do this. 7:39. Good morning, Reboot, Q105. We've got
Leslie.
We need a couple more ladies for our panel full of ladies. Something that you put your mouth on.
Oh my lord.
How a sleeping question? We're about attire. And maybe most importantly, now I'll just leave those right there. 419-240-1055. We need a couple more ladies to join Leslie for the panel. It's panel full of ladies, not panel full of Leslie. Leslie, hang on one moment. It's Eric and Floyd, 419-240-1055. Forgot to mention, the Kevin Hines event was a fantastic experience for many.
Yes, yes.
On Friday night at Central Catholic, about 300 people came out, and many people were moved and inspired.
Yay.
And I had flashbacks to my DJ days when I'd go to other places and be like, dude, sucks. I would never play those songs back to back. I was like critiquing or being observant as someone else who speaks in the same realm.
Okay.
But he gets paid a lot of money, yeah. Like several $1,000s. But he gave everyone their money's worth with all that. 419-240-1055. Also, another rare experience, as you might have heard, we did not place in either of the categories, the judges category or the people's choice, for the chili cook-off over the weekend. You clearly didn't take to our sick kid, our ailing child, please, which is totally fine. But we also have questions that Amanda Faye was one of the judges from WTOL, and WTOL won yet again. Sounds like a Channel 13 I-Team investigation. Sean Hegarty, get on that. But Mayor Wade was in the house.
He was.
And I had to text my favorite city council person, Nick Comives, and let him know that the mayor was in the house not wearing a suit.
He
was in jeans and sneakers, which is practically him being naked.
He looked like us.
Yeah.
One of the people.
Totally incognito. let's get our panel full of ladies up and rolling. Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
45, married, Toledo. Any kids?
Yes, four.
All right. Next up is Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Nicole is 31. Where are you from?
West Toledo.
Single or married?
Single.
Any kids?
No kids.
Okay. First up, Leslie, what's the last song that got stuck in your head?
The theme song for...
The Smurfs. Oh.
Because of your kids?
No, I'm not really sure if it's from there. I guess it's my own fault.
Okay. Nicole, what's the last song that got stuck in your head?
Havana.
How long ago was this?
I don't know. It's not a commercial, so it's all the time.
Floyd hates her.
Oh.
I do not like that song.
See, we're halfway there together.
Isn't it? It's like, it's awful. It's like a plague when you get a song you don't like stuck in your head, and you're like, damn it, now I'm gonna like this song.
Exactly.
Leslie, if you don't mind, if you don't mind me asking, what do you wear to bed?
Pajamas.
What are your pajamas like? Do they have feet? Feetsies?
No.
Is there a
no
butt feet, flap?
Just like a pair of capris and a tank top.
Okay. Pajamas is a very versatile word. Nicole, what about you?
An oversized t-shirt.
Okay. Feetsies and butt flaps, are they out?
No, they make them.
For adults?
I have an adult onesie with a butt flap.
Leslie, how do you feel about the locker room talk that you may or may not hear or come around or makes it your way?
Really don't have too much to say about that. I don't hear about locker room talk.
Yeah, but have you heard of it before?
Yeah, well, yes.
Like, does the idea of it bother you?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Nicole, what about you? What does the idea of locker room talk do for you? Does it bother you?
No, because I think women do it probably more than men.
More or worse?
Probably more, not worse.
Okay. Because like, when I think of locker room talk, I think of, like, not just sex talk, but, like, demeaning others. Like, demeaning the opposite gender. I don't know if... Nicole, do women do that to men?
Like, I mean, have you not ever heard a woman be like, oh, my God, men?
Well, unless...
There's a point. In that statement alone, she just... Yeah.
I guess. All right, well, we could have a whole other dialogue about that. We'll do that another time. Leslie, what's a childhood show you would like to see rebooted?
The Dark Crystal. What? But with real people.
The Dark Crystal?
I like that movie.
Okay.
So it's the Gelflings.
Amazing movie.
What about you, Nicole? What's a childhood show you'd like to see rebooted?
Doug.
Yeah. Ooh. Can we get live action Doug?
That would be, obviously, we could totally do that.
Who would be a good live action Doug?
Oh, give me 5 minutes. I got you. Hold on.
Yeah, let's give Devin Sawa a role.
He's like, he'll be like Doug's dad now.
I know. Leslie, what's sexier? A man holding a baby or a man walking a puppy?
A man holding a baby.
Okay. Nicole, what's sexier, a man holding a baby or a man walking an adorable puppy?
Puppy.
Okay.
I will stop for a dog any day of the week.
Yeah. I like that. Leslie, two last questions. What is your favorite kind of lollipop or sucker?
Dum-dum suckers.
Dum-dum suckers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Root beer.
Oh, root beer.
Oh, you like the root beer flavor?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Nicole, what about you? Favorite kind of lollipop or sucker?
You know the green apple ones with the caramel covering?
Oh, yeah.
Blow pop?
No. It has a green, like, plastic covering. It's just like a candy apple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good choice.
Last question. Leslie, was Full House a good TV show?
Oh, absolutely amazing. Of course.
Thank Danny Tanner for fathering us. Nicole, was Full House a good show?
I don't really know. I never watched it.
Okay. All right. Then I'll take that as an absolute no since you didn't watch it. Nicole and Leslie, thank you, ladies, for being on the panel.
Thank
ladies.
You, girls.
Have quick and successful weeks this week.
Thank you. You too.
Full House is not a good show. Full House is overrated.
What is?
Full House is overrated.
I remember my sister always watching it. I remember I was just there for Step by Step afterwards.
Floyd, what's sexier, a man eating a banana or a man licking a lollipop? Don't answer that.
Neither.
7:46 with the morning reboot on Q105. Janet and Mid will be with us after 8 o'clock this morning to get you a free astrological reading. 7:59, Eric and Floyd, it's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase, Floyd, 419-240-1055. Brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig, Bellemere Sweets, and a Whirlpool tub. Two new prizes for you to score on our website. One chance per day for you to get qualified. Q1055.com. A couple of quick hit stories. Lori Loughlin's daughters will likely not be going back to USC due to possible bullying. I'm sorry you're being teased for something that happened to you. What else? Also, James Gunn will likely be back directing Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 after he works on Suicide Squad. And despite all the drama, unwanted media speculation, and legal quandaries surrounding Jussie Smollett in recent months, Empire star Taraji P. Henson says it hasn't done much to disrupt what's been going on the set. It's been a great atmosphere, she told ET yesterday while promoting her upcoming drama, The Best of Enemies. According to the 48-year-old Oscar-nominated actress, the mood on the set during the production of her Fox series Empire really hasn't changed much with what's been going around the scandals surrounding Jussie Smollett. And she refrained from commenting directly about the situation. She said she's excited for what's coming throughout the rest of season 5. Cookie's on a really emotional roller coaster this year. She's finding herself. She also admitted that because they're done filming, she knows which Empire character is in the coffin, referring to the season's ongoing mystery regarding which character is going to be killed off, but she's not going to spoil it. Smollett, meanwhile, is still appearing on episodes of the show that were shot before the alleged attack on January 29th, but has reportedly been written out of episodes he otherwise would have been expected to shoot. Also, you might have seen this story this morning. I don't want to get into too much of it. And spoiler, Walking Dead. Okay. So Rick's gone. You know the general parts of the show, right? Okay, so Rick's gone.
I was like, no.
Rick's gone. I guess there's a time jump 5 years in the future. Spoiler!
The bird had back out there. Tweet, tweet.
The birds are our spoiler effect. Why am I forgetting her? Denai Gariri's... Michonne.
I do know her.
Michonne slaughtered a bunch of kids. And I don't know if they were zombie kids, but anytime there's like a mauling of children, and it's happened to kids on that show have been killed a couple of times, uh-huh, and they're zombies, people get all upset. But apparently last night's show was one of the more jarring of the show in the show's history. And it was a lot of places this morning, so I figured I'd pass that along.
Okay.
J.K. Rowling is taking some heat because of things she said on the Blu-ray and DVD version of Fantastic Beasts. She said, out now, that the greatest wizard of all time had an incredibly intense love relationship with Grindelwald. She's talking about Dumbledore. Rowling added that she believes there is a sexual dimension to this relationship. She finished, I'm less interested in the sexual side, though I believe there's a sexual dimension to the relationship than I am in the sense of the emotions they felt for each other. She's been outspoken in defending LGBTQ rights. That she hasn't represented a gay character on screen disheartens critics, who say she missed an opportunity to put her money where her tweets are. As one put, unless there's an editor's note or some gay sex scene she was forced to cut out, then she's simply vying for attention. Other critics point out her inconsistency. I want to point out what she actually said is that she's less... This is obnoxious. Others lamented that Rowling's statement focused on sex to get away from their real concerns. After being criticized for glossing over queer characters except in interviews, she reduced calls for real queer rep to give us kinky sex details.
Whatever, oh, man. People.
The internet's mad again.
I love, like, unless I see it on screen, she's an author. These are brain children of her brain. These are her kids. Like, she's telling you. You don't need to see it physically.
You don't see everything that happens in anybody's life.
Right. So the fact that she told you, which she didn't even have to explain herself, like, that should be enough validation for you. Literally, the mother of these characters told you, yo, he could be gay, y'all.
Drake and Josh could be coming back?
Yes, Drake and Josh could be coming back. And at an award show this few weeks ago, he hinted that him, Drake Bell, and Josh Peck have been in talks, and there's a pilot and a script written, and they're shopping it around networks. They do not want it on Nickelodeon because they want it to be more adult-oriented in their adult life.
Freeform?
Probably. I mean, that's the best place. And I wasn't an avid Drake and Josh watcher, but when I did watch it, I found myself chuckling, except their little sister, Megan.
Drake?
She always annoyed me.
Drake is a cartoon voiceover person,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
He had a brief music career.
Yes.
Like, very brief.
Hasn't he tweeted some idiotic stuff over the years?
He has, and actually him and Josh were, like, going at it. Who is absolutely skinny now? Because he used to be chubby. Think of, like, I always thought Josh was like Jay Leno a little bit. He had, like, that Jay Leno shape to his face.
Do you know what show I would like to come back?
No.
Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
I love that show.
Great show.
That was a good show.
Great show.
Yeah.
Janet Amid will be here shortly.
Can we? We need London Tipton back and Mr. Mosby.
All of it.
I used to love
all of it.
Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
We will reboot Janet Amid for a free astrological reading for you before 8:30. Also before 8:30, we get you qualified to pick out one of, or well, you qualified for the chance to come out and join us on March 30th at Ralphie's to pick one of four Florida destinations, thanks to Toledo Express Airport. Shea's Carpet is where you can get qualified as well, and Toledo Allegiant Express. All that before 8:30 on a very big Monday edition of the Morning Reboot.
Q105 Studio.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Welcome into Janet Amid here on Q105, the Morning Reboot. Eric Chase, Floyd, and Janet, you're so low.
I love being low.
What's up?
My life is low.
What's up with the moon? What's up with the sun? What's up with the stars?
We have a full moon coming up in the sign of Libra. It's going to be on Wednesday. Mm. And I have to correct it on your thing. I hope you didn't post it yet.
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's going to be in the sign of Libra, which is about partnerships, relationships. So the signs affected are Aries, Libra, Cancer, and Capricorn. So as I run down the signs at the end of the segment, it'll explain how it's affecting everybody in their own personal chart.
Floyd, what line first?
We're going to go 1, 2, 3, 5.
Who's on one?
This is our friend Carrie Ann.
Hi, Carrie Ann. What's your question for Janet Amid?
Good morning. Hi. I am calling to see if the relationship I'm in, I don't want to say is worth it, but...
Well, I know. Do you have his birth date? Did you give that to us?
Oh, it's right there.
Yeah.
Oh, you did. I got it. I'm all in.
I just don't know the time. Yeah.
No, you don't have to. It's good. This is great. This is somebody that's born under Virgo, and you were born under Leo. That's actually a very complimentary connection between you two.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it can be a good one. The only thing is, with being a Leo, you're not a typical Leo, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. You're a double Leo. Your sun sign, your moon is Leo. You're very much about romance, love. That's very important to you. But you're also very, when it comes to how you think, not that Leos don't think rationally, but it's an emotional sign, and you are a very rational sign in many ways, though. You know what I mean? You have a tendency to look at things rationally. Now, this person, being a Virgo, interestingly enough, has sort of a non-aggressive side when it comes to the personality. So this is not somebody who's going to, you know, come along like gangbusters and, you know, be really intense about anything. If anything, there's avoidance and there's a control with the emotions. That drives you nuts. So emotionally, you don't feel like you're getting what you need emotionally, and you want to go, hey, you know, shake it up a bit. And I don't think he does that. He does have an over analytical thinking mind. Temperament's nice, but when you get into a heated argument or relationship conflict or something, he's going to shut down completely. And that's going to drive you crazy, because being the type of person you are, you're passionate. And I mean, I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's really nice. I think he's kind. He doesn't feel like a cheater to me, but you seem like you... No, not at all. But you seem like you like to have a lot of fun. You like to do a lot of things. He doesn't have that in his energy. He's fun. He's just more of a controlled person emotionally. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, I'd give it a 6.5, 7. It's workable. So I wouldn't throw him to the curb and just kind of play it out and see what happens. But I do like him. I think he's good. I like you. I think you bring a lot of light into this dude's life, and you make him laugh because you're funny and you're effervescent. So, yeah, kind of keep it going, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
honey.
Carrie, and we'll talk to you later this week. Line two.
This is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. What's your question for Janet Amid with the Morning Reboot?
Hi. I'm just wondering about my career. If the career that I'm in is good, and if I'm going to be able to move up in it.
Well, I'm not sure what you're in, but I will say this. You work really well with the public. You're good with people when it comes to communication and things like that. One of the things I see, and now being a Scorpio, you can be intense. I already know that. Very intense about your emotions. You know, and you're not, you don't have a lot of, I want to say, it takes a little while for you to kind of get yourself out of your shell sometimes. But once you do, you're great. You remind me of somebody that would be great in psychology. You would be really good with anything relating to the public, but also the one thing is teaching, motivating. Now, one thing I'll tell you is you would like to be in business too, because you have something that shows I want to work for myself. I don't want to work for other people. I want to do my own thing. That's very strong in your chart. I just want to let you know that. And the interesting part about that too, which I think is kind of unique, is that you are very much of a creative type of person too at the same time, but your gift is gab. You like to talk. You know what to say. That's your gift. And it is. And I don't know what you're in, but if you're in something like psychology or dealing with the public in that realm, you're a problem solver, basically, in a nutshell. But you're also good when it comes to marketing and business, because that creative aspect is who you are as well. You went through a big shift in your career way back in 2014 through 17. Big transition, pretty young. The next one coming up is in about 3.5-4 years. It's going to open up a door, but something's happening right now that's stimulating you to make some changes and kind of see it through for the next 6 months or so. And after around fall or so, or going into the first of the year, then if you want to make a change, do it then. Okay?
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thanks, Ashley. Next up on three is
Laura.
Hi, Laura. What's your question for Janet and Amit on Q105?
Hi. Good morning, Janet. I was just wondering if the relationship that I'm in is going to like make me happy long term in my life.
How long have you guys been together?
Like 13, 14 years.
Well, you get bored easily. Let me put it that way. You get bored, and don't take this wrong, because I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. Love your chart. I love your energy. But when it comes to things like sex and things like that, I think you need more out of this guy than what you're getting sometimes. He's pokey. I mean, you know, it's like you have to take a prod and prod him into a stick and prod him into moving in the right direction. Very attracted to you. You guys have a lot of chemistry, but it's like you get bored easily and you need more stimulation. You've been questioning everything you're doing since last December of 2017, not last year, but the year before. So you're in a really difficult cycle right now of
she'll make it.
Questioning things and everything else. But I do see it's, you know, it's interesting that you guys are compatible in some ways, but you don't always go in the right direction together. So I feel like there's attraction, there's a lot of good stuff here, but since December 2017, you're pulling back on what the heck is this all about? What's that all about?
What's going on with that?
What's going on with that?
I don't know what's up with that.
But you also have, I'm going to say this very quickly, you also have a lot of emotional stuff. And part of that goes back to your relationship with your mother. I hope I can say that to you on air. And you have a lot of struggles there, you know. And I think what happens is you're not always feeling quenched in whatever relationship you have. There's something going on inside of you where you're always wanting, needing more. And intimacy is important to you, which is a normal thing. That's normal. You're on the right track. And so is money, security. And it's like this relationship, there's some things missing here. And so you guys have some struggles. But long term, you have to find out what you need. How can you believe that he loves you if you have a hard time believing you love yourself? If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. Actually.
Okay, honey. But I do like him. I like you. But I think it's not giving you what you need. Bottom line.
Thanks very much. It's important to work on you before you can work on us.
Yes.
One more call we get a cabin fever reliever.
Brian.
Yeah.
How can Janet and me give you some insight here this morning? Thanks for calling us.
Yeah, no problem. I've been staying at home with my youngest until she's just now 4 and in school, and I'm looking to get back into working, and I'm trying to figure out what to do.
Now, so you're a stay-at-home dad?
Yes, for the moment.
I love that. That is so incredible. You know, that's very manly. I'm very serious about that. I'll tell you why. It takes a real man to do something like that. A lot of men, you know, are always funny about that, but good for you. You know, one of the things that I see with you is you've been having a rough time. Your life is crazy for the last year and a half, 2 years. Crazy. Not only with career, but also personal relationships. I mean, really feeling as though you're kind of letting go of a lot of things, whether it's people, your tolerance level's at an all-time zero. You're really having a tough cycle. I mean, I'm not minimizing it. It's tough. So it's been going on for about a year and a half, 2 years, and it's called your return aspect. It's a big, big boy growing up stage, whatever it may be. But last year was horrendously difficult. Oh my gosh. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And this year's not like that. It's going to ease up considerably. You're still not always, you're not in the black yet. You're still in the red. So you're still dealing with it, but you're easing more towards the black. So, which means that you're coming out of this rough cycle. I don't know what you want to go into, but I feel like you would work really well independently. You're good with finance, business, marketing, things like that. But I really like you in anything that relates to even IT, computers, things like that. You would be a good teacher. You're very, good at managing people and things of that nature. I like that. And if you went into the field of health, like respiratory, physical therapy, things like that would be really good for you too. But you have that moon in Scorpio and you're in Gemini, so you can do so many things because you're very diverse. But I also think that what I would do is something where you can do either in the healthcare field or something where you're working with criminal justice. I mean, you have all these things going on. But this is where you're coming into your own this year, and it looks very good.
Well, I used to work at a prison, so I could do criminal justice again.
There you go. Yeah. I love nice. That.
He's a superhero.
Yeah, I love that. You would also be good if you went into like the detective work and things of that nature, oh, yeah, law enforcement.
Just be a detective. Like, I tried that. They won't let me. You got to be a police officer first. Brian, good luck with everything.
Thanks, Brian.
I asked my friend Taylor at TBD. I was like, I don't want to be a police officer. Can I just go right to detective? And it doesn't work like that, I found out.
I think you'd be good.
A quick break from Janet. Let's take caller 10
for
the Cabin Fever Reliever. 419-240-1055. Caller 10, you're qualified to come out and try to win your way to one of four great Florida destinations. 419-240-1055. Caller 10. More with Janet to come. Hang on.
Q105 Traffic, sponsored by Max Auto, with hundreds of vehicles to choose from.
Good morning. It's 8:32. The morning reboot. Q105. I know. I always do that to them. When you're not, I'll get you in your least expected. 8:42, good morning. The morning reboot, Q105, Eric Chase and Floyd. Janet Amid is here. We've got some time for a few more calls, and we can get to them. Who's on one?
This is Andrea.
Andrea!
Andrea.
Andrea. Hello.
Hi there. What is your question for Janet Amid?
My question is, we've been looking to have children, and I didn't know if it was possible, and if and when.
Well, you didn't include your partner's birthday, so obviously you're not doing it on your own, so that's okay. But if you ever do get a full reading or something, or you call in next week, whatever you prefer, make sure you include his birthday then too, because that would give me more of an idea. One of the things that I would say, according to your chart, however, you have an Aquarius ascendant, and what's interesting is you're a Pisces. Oh, you're born about 206. Okay, that's a little different. So that would tell me that you're very much about family, which is obviously where you're at right now. And the other thing that I find to be interesting is you've been struggling with this for a while, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that. And the interesting part about this, too, is I think it has a lot to do with your anxiety level. I see a little bit of that. And you're a perfectionist, and you're born under a full moon as well. So you have that sun sign and your moon sign opposition. So that means that you have anxiety. If it ain't perfect, then we have an issue. You're one of those people. A little obsessive about things. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you in so many words, I think if you could relax, I think you'll be fine. But I think a lot of it, and I'm not saying this, I'm not a doctor, but I would say a lot of it is more about your anxiety level than anything else. Now, the month of April and May is extremely good for you when it comes to, getting pregnant, that kind of thing. It's very favorable. March, this month, Mercury's retrograde, so you're feeling a little off kilter, but it's going to ease up for you probably around the first week of April, and you'll feel a little lighter about things.
Do you know what you need to do?
What?
They do it.
I have several websites that could give you some visual instruction.
Oh, quit.
Ew.
But not Tumblr.
Oh, sorry. You are. What am I do with you? You have an amazingly good chart. You really do. You're very, I can see that you're very creative and you do everything right. You know, you're going through your Saturn return, started December 2017, ending December 2020. You're in a great cycle for your life. So there's no question in my mind that you're not going to get pregnant. I think you'll have a baby in 2020. I think you'll end up having the baby the first or second month, you know, like into 2020, if not in the middle of the year, because that's a Jupiter thing going through your first house. We'll see. But I'm usually right about that.
Sounds good.
Good luck. Let me know.
She's a fertile yertle.
And watch your stomach. You have digestion issues too.
Well, I mean, if she gets pregnant, she'll have stomach issues, you dummy.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. She has digestion problems now. Shut up. Oy vey.
Who's on two?
This is legit.
Are you marinating in degrees of narcissism or what?
I am not a narcissist.
I know, but you're marinating in degrees of it.
I'm an anarchist.
Yeah, you are.
Hi, Lynette.
Hi.
Good morning. Thanks for calling us. What's your question? You got that. What's your question for my Jewish friend, Janet?
Well, it's kind of a broad question. Big year.
I like broad.
Twins are leaving the household. Is it time for me? How will our husband weather it? And how's the year going to be? Is it my time?
Well, that's, honey, you need to call the office. That's a full, that's like an hour session. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I can't do all that. But what I will say this for this is, well, your husband will be okay, but he is really into the family thing, the kids and everything. I think he would take it harder than you do. I think you will, because you're very family oriented as well, but he's like going to be crying like a girl. I mean, it's like, I'm sorry, but I'm looking at this. He's a Virgo, but he has his moon in Cancer. He's very soft. And I see that. He's very soft-hearted. And also, I think you guys are going to have to learn to communicate better with each other. That's going to be a treat, because I think, no offense, but you called. I would say that, you know, he's not the most stimulating person in the world, but because he's very homebody, likes his home, goes to work, comes home, kids, family, all of that, and which is good. He's a great guy, but that's where he gets the stimulation. You're more outside the box a little bit, so it's going to have to be where you guys are going to be able to communicate a little bit more with each other. I think you have a good marriage, but that's going to be kind of important. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, no, it's perfect.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be good for both of you. I love your marriage. I just think that once the kids are out of the house, you guys have to find other interests, and it's kind of like creating a new normal for yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, this has been your normal routine for how many years, and all of a sudden now we have to create a new normal. And once you do that, you'll be, you know, remember there's bliss, but you have to do the work to get that, so...
Yes.
Okay. It'll come together, great. I promise.
Good luck, Lynette. Perfect. Thanks for the phone call. 848 with Jen and Mid on Q105. I do as well. And trust me, those kids won't be far away.
Yeah.
And there's twins.
Her husband is all about the kids. He's going to be crying like a girl. Seriously.
That's a good thing, though, right?
I think it's great. Yeah. You don't see... Well, I think if someone asked me, what do I find sexy in a man?
Mm-hmm.
I love men that are good listeners. I hope my ex is listening to this. And I love men that are family men, you know, that are into their kids and, you know, the coaching. And all. I think that's so sexy when a man is a, you know, hands-on dad.
How do you feel about dad bods?
What's that?
We'll talk off the air.
Oh, I'm going to give her a little brief.
Oy vey.
We've got signs to come on Q105 with Jan and Amid on the morning reboot. Hang on.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto, with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you'll get $1,000.
Sadly, just a couple more minutes with Jan and Amid. 9:02 Q105, the morning reboot. 12:20 today is the next time you, a listener, can get qualified for the Cabin Fever Reliever to get to Florida. We have some signs to get to. The sung signs featuring Janet and Floyd.
Well, I also want to mention Wednesday, March 20th, this year, the full moon's going to take place in the sign of Libra. So with each sign, I'm going to explain how it's affecting all of you. And based on your time of birth, it would really indicate more so, but we're going to go by just your sun sign. So we will begin with Aries.
Aries.
Sing it, buddy. As the full moon is taking place in your area of relationships, both personal as well as business, you may find yourself emotionally caught up with those who surround you within your inner circle. Though not surprisingly, as an Aries, it's all about your needs versus the needs and wants of others. Emotions can be tricky. Try to accommodate. Taurus.
Taurus.
Ooh, that is sharp, babe.
This is going to win a Grammy.
Oh my God, he's so good. Your instincts to focus on health matters, Taurians, and changing habits are in full gear during this full moon. However, it would be wise to wait until after March 28th to make any definite changes in your diet or routine, that sort of thing. In addition to all of this, your sense of responsibilities increase greatly as you feel a little bit overwhelmed this month. Gemini. Fifth house full moon triggers compulsion, whether through speculation or any form of chance taking. In addition, relationships new or existing may be a bit unpredictable. Therefore, step back, reassess before jumping in with both feet. Cancer. Wednesday's full moon may trigger a strong need to not only nest in your home, but it may open up a desire to focus more on changing things up a bit on the home front. Emotions run high as you are ruled by the full moon, and this particular one can be a bit intense. Leo. As a fire sign, your natural born leader in this week's full moon taking place in your area of chat may energetically express that even more so. Good week to delve into something such as writing or some kind of form of creativity. Virgo. With most Virgos, you're very cautious, more so when it comes to money. Very detailed. Though this week's full moon may trigger impulse where spending is concerned, so you might go on a little bit of a tangent here. However, it can be therapeutic to indulge once in a while. Libra. Cool voice. This week's full moon illuminates you as it takes place in your own sign. This is a good week for partnerships, whether work or personal. Putting your best foot forward is what you do best. Energetically, it's all about you, honey. Scorpio. Letting go of the past, focusing on the future is the best thing that can occur during this week's full moon as it takes place in that sacred, secret place, your inner thoughts. Your mind may be working overtime, so quieting your mind this week, peace and resolution can be yours. Sagittarius.
Sag.
This is a great week for friendships, group gatherings.
You love it. Sorry, he shook his head no.
Mildly uncomfortable.
What did you say?
I said, you love it.
He adores it. He's winking his eye at you. This is a great week for friendships, group gatherings, or work parties as this week's full moon, Sagittarius, takes place in your area of social connections as emotions run high. It's important not to overreact to petty annoyances. Just play it out and coast this week.
Capricorn.
As the full moon hovers over the zenith part of your chart, work matters may appear to be a bit unpredictable as well as chaotic. It's important during this time to redirect yourself and not get too overly burdened by minor details. If anything, this is time to sit it out and have some fun and coast for a while. After March 28th, shift back into first gear. Aquarius. A ninth house full moon. We were just talking about ninth house,
I'm in the ninth house.
You have planets in the ninth house. A ninth house full moon can be very inspirational as it heightens your awareness. This can be a strong cycle in which you open up to your higher consciousness. However, on the flip side, it can also trigger compulsions to escape, whether through travel or some sort of outlet. Use this period wisely by taking each day step by step instead of one big leap. Pisces. This is week's full moon taking. Why do you put your hands on your sides when you did that?
Because I'm presenting yourself.
Honey, you are so bold.
He's a performer.
He's so bold. I love that. This week's full moon, Pisces, taking place in your money house, can be fruitful if worked with wisely. A good week to seek out financial support or work through a money plan. However, implementing is best done, again, as I mentioned, after March 28th when Mercury goes direct. If anyone would like to get a hold of me at the office, love to hear from you. My number is 419-882-5510, 419-882-5510, or Janet Amid, I apologize, at AOL.com. I apologize is not in my email address. It's just Janet Amid. That'd be cute. Janet Amid, apologize, at AOL.com. It's Janet Amid at AOL.com. And we have a psychic event.
Yep, psychic event coming up on Sunday, April 7th, 9:30 to 4:30. $5. Cash only for readers, and most vendors will accept some credit cards. The Mommy Pinnacle on Indian Wood Circle. It's off of Dussel. join us for a healing circle at 9 with Shaman Jerome. And you can email Janet for more. I actually gave your email to my friend Katie. She was looking for a longer reading.
Oh, I would love for her to come in.
She's about to have a baby.
Oh.
She is a recovering heroin addict. She's really cleaned up her life, and now she wants a reading.
Oh, bless her. I give her so much credit. That is like she's been to hell and back,
yep.
And she's healing herself. That's wonderful. Tell her to call me.
I will. She'll email you. Her name's Katie.
You could be at my event.
We will come by.
My ex-husband will be at the front. You'll get to meet him finally.
Also,
he's the one who's always hungry, but go ahead.
April and May are the months when you're likely to get pregnant, right?
Who?
Everyone.
Oh, well, the caller that called.
Well, I would just say.
It was based on her chart.
Gotcha, okay.
It's not on your chart or anyone else's chart, and you're not going to get pregnant.
Thank God.
It's based on her chart, yes.
908, thank you, Janet.
We are very specified here.
We're very detailed.
I will see you next Monday.
Yes.
908 with the morning reboot on Q105. We are sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some
picking it up, loving, I'm living, so we turning up. Yeah, we turning it up.
922, good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. You can text the show, 419-240-1055. Congrats to Rogers winning the state title and Zia Cook leading them.
Back-to-back state champions.
Congrats, kind of, to WTOL and our friends at K100 for winning big at the Chili Cook-Off. We didn't place in either category, but our white chicken chili that Ashley was really integral in helping us whip up was well-liked. So thank you for stopping by and being open-minded to the white chicken chili.
And we had repeat offenders. Like, people would have a sample, and then 5 minutes later, they loop back around. They're like, we love this. We're like, that's awesome.
Good to meet you out there this weekend at our very first chili cook-off. I came across this. It's up on our Q105 Facebook page. I know there are some things that we discuss on the show, and we get a lot of interaction. I think one of the top topics on the show is food.
Duh.
This was actually kind of surprising to me. It's not necessarily a secret menu. Maybe there are hacks you can, again, it's on our Q105 Facebook page, but combining items, and I'm not a fast food goer. I don't go out to eat a ton. I don't even do like fast casual places. If I'm going out to eat, it's like Saturday night. I was thinking about even like Chop House, or I wanted to maybe go to the Tea Tree Room where that gentleman is back from South Korea. So places like that is where I like to go out to eat. Especially as I navigate like what upsets my stomach and what doesn't with this little dairy sensitivity. Yeah. But this kind of has me intrigued to at least go to McDonald's and investigate. So, McCaffigato.
Oh, I'm on this. What?
Order a vanilla milkshake and an espresso, and you combine it. So these are all like combination items. The land, sea, and air burger. Don't look at it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I would appreciate if you didn't look at it.
I just stopped at the coffee one.
Okay. I don't want you to look at it because I want to see how I describe it. We're supposed to paint the picture.
Okay.
So the land, sea, and air burger. I don't know if I'd love this, but can you figure out what that would be?
Land, sea, air. Is it filet of fish with
Big Mac?
Oh, okay. So with a beef patty?
Yes. So
okay.
Big Mac, filet of fish, and McChicken. Order all of them and stick them together. I know that's kind
that
of exact.
Sounds like a clogged artery.
The McCrepe. Order hotcakes, or as I call them, pancakes, and get a fruit and yogurt parfait and mash that together.
That's genius.
Also, the Big McChicken, which I think this was something.
Big McChicken. So,
where chicken was the bun?
A
restaurant did this in the past.
No,
so,
KFC did that.
Did they?
They made like a chicken burger and like had the fillings. Yeah.
So order two McChickens and a Big Mac, ditch the bread, and use the chicken patties as buns.
What if I say that I'll try this today?
I don't think you will.
Maybe.
There's McTriple here where you just get three singles and slap them together. But I saw a couple other ones that I really like. Let me scroll. The Apple Pie Sundae. So I'm assuming if the ice cream machine works. Doesn't the ice cream machine never
work?
It's
down. Can I get a vanilla cone for my child? It's down. That's how they say it, too.
Order a vanilla sundae and an apple pie. Mix them together. The McChipwits, the only thing better than ice cream and cookies is ice. So order a pair of chocolate chip cookies and your favorite McFlurry and smash that together. How about, this is the one I like best. Hash brown McMuffin. Get put the hash brown in the sandwich.
That I can do.
Chicken cordon bleu. Go ahead and add a chicken patty or two to your morning McMuffin.
These are genius. Okay.
So McDonald's is always trying to innovate and come up with these new menu items. And you know, McRib, limited time this. Try now because it's only... But when they could just take what they've already got on their existing menu and combine them.
I'm all in for this menu, these menu items. I'm a little bothered by the Filet-O-Fish and Big Mac together.
Filet-O-Fish, Big Mac, and McChicken, the land, sea, and air burger.
Wow.
Will you do one of these today and report back?
I can attempt to do one. Okay. I'll do the cordon bleu. That sounds fancy.
Can I... So it was always, we always clamored to have breakfast served after what, 10 or 11?
Yeah.
And then McDonald's 4 or 5 years ago expanded breakfast to, they took some breakfast items and they made them around the clock.
Yes.
And you know what? At that point, I didn't find myself craving McDonald's breakfast so much anymore. It was the fact, like anything, fact that you couldn't have it made it more desirable.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm not even up that early to get McDonald's breakfast. Now you're just like,
good luck.
I like breakfast. I like breakfast for dinner sometimes.
This is on our Q105 Facebook page if you want to check that out. We got to get to most liked tweet of the day. Remember, if you'd like to get the entire show later on this morning, shortly after 10 o'clock, we'll have it podcasted. The podcast will be posted. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. 12:20 today. Next chance to get qualified for the Cabin Fever Reliever.
Q105 and Toledo Express Airport are teaming up to give you some relief from winter. And it'll be alright.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Sorry.
It's all good.
9:44 as we wrap up today's show. The podcast will be posted soon. You can text Eric to 419-240-1055. I was not on Twitter all weekend.
Me neither.
Damn it! When you let a social life get in the way. But I will tell you that we have two new contests happening on our website, q1055.com. You can register once per day for each one. Good luck.
I do have a funny tweet though.
Yes, hit me.
Pertaining to this weekend.
Okay.
It's from @KyleMack. He says, St. Patrick's Day is a holiday where everyone who peaked in high school puts on their best North Face and just yells. It's true. I felt that on a spiritual level.
I can see that. Did you see a lot of that when you were in Uptown yesterday and the people that were migrating from downtown? You did.
Yes.
You did.
I mean, I may or may not be one of them, minus the North Face, only because I couldn't find it. It was North Face weather last night, so I don't judge anyone out there trying to stay warm and yelling.
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed. Thanks again for coming out to the Great Chili Cook-Off the other day. Great job, Carolyn, to put that incredible event together to benefit Mobile Meals. We are disappointed we didn't place. We are dismayed that more money was not raised for Ashley's ailing sick son, Tucker.
Her husband's going to send you a message. Like,
look, all I'm going to tell you, and Kevin, Ashley's husband, was just a saint to get Tucker to come out that day and represent his great cause. And again, I'll retell the story on Thursday. Went over to Ashley's house around 4 o'clock, and Tucker was just laying there in the bed, and he wouldn't get out of bed. And when I checked in on him, he pulled the covers over his head. And I kept checking back on him as he was just laying there in bed, nearly lifeless. And a couple of times, once he got more familiar with me, he'd come out of his room and peek his head around the corner and then dash back into bed. Sick and ailing. But you know what?
I mustered up the strength to say what? Girl?
I'm delicious. More like, girl, we lost. So congrats to WTOL for winning again with their judge on the judges panel. Congrats to the mayor for not wearing a suit, which is just simply mind-blowing. Congrats to K100 for winning People's Choice.
And congrats to the other three judges who we don't remember.
think there were two more. Maybe
there
three.
Were five.
Five, yeah.
Because we had to give them five dishes. That's okay. As long as I remember.
Well done. We're glad you enjoyed. Thank you for accepting the whiteness of our white chicken chili.
Yes.
We'll see you next year, Toledo.
Or as I like to call it, Caucasian poultry chili.
I like it. I like it. I like it. 946. Thanks for being here today. Podcast shortly. Text my first name to 419-240-1055 to get the podcast, the show. The fun part is no songs, no commercials in there, but you do have to wait until we're done to get the show. We appreciate whenever you can listen to Floyd and I. 545 till 10 tomorrow on Q105. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the morning reboot.
Q105 and Toledo Express.